Okay, here we go. Today's daf Yud Gimel, or the top of Yud Gimel, and the Mishnah. Okay, very interesting daf today. Extremely interesting. The graphic. Okay, here we go. Kol hayad hamarba libdok. Any hand that does a lot of bedikas, benashim, by a woman, mishubachas, that is praised. So we said yesterday, it's not praised. We said yesterday, you shouldn't do that, because all you're doing is the husband's not going to want to be with her because he's going to be nervous. So Mefarshim explained, that is true when the husband's there. This is true when the husband's not there. The husband doesn't see what you're doing. So that's good. The more the merrier. If the husband sees, then already he's afraid, like, why is she doing this? What's wrong? She must have felt something. I have to stay away from her. And let's say, libo nakfo. If he doesn't see, then this mission is true. As Rashi says, Shemitoch kach asil de safek tuma ubaila lo asil de isura. Right? What?
Just interesting why he says follow unless he thinks it's true. It's Mitzvah for her too.
Exactly. And Uba Anashim Tiktos. And when it comes to a man, Rashi says, when it comes to a man's checking himself too much, Tiktos. Cut his hand off. Believe it or not. And Rashi says, Shemitzchamein, because he makes himself hot. Umargish, and he feels kishem mashmesh ba'ama umotzi shichvas zera levatala. He's busy over there. He's going to come to umotzi shichvas zera levatala. The Gemara on Amud Beis is going to have a kasha when it says the hand should be cut off. Is that the din, or is that a klala? And believe it or not, the Gemara is not even going to answer that question. Which is a very, very unbelievable question. So before we start for a minute, you know what? We'll do it in a few minutes. Now, says the Gemara, My Nashim, why are they both mentioned? So Nashim, how come by women it's okay, and by men it's not okay? So Nashim, the law, difficult answer, what this means. Nashim, the law, benos hargasha ninu, since women are not benos hargasha, mishubachas. Somehow, the Gemara's question is, but if a woman checks herself, she's also going to be motzi zera levatala somehow. So Gemara says, no. Women don't feel that. It's not a problem. Nosh anoshim, but men, the bnei agoshin inu tiktos. Hence, she'd be cut off. Ihachi ma'ir yamarbe. Then why say if you have a marbe, a lot of it. Kilo marbe nami, even not a lot should be, not a lot's also no good. So he says, you're right. Ki ketani marbe, when it says the word marbe, that's anoshim. That's on the women. Women, the more they do, the merrier. Men, not even one time. Why? Because it could lead to motzi zera levatala. Okay. Tanya. B'medavar mamurim le'inyin shichva zera. That's only true regarding shichva zera. Aval le'inyin zov, but regarding a zov, a man could be a zov also. Then, afhu mishubach kenashim. That he also, him checking himself, is also a good idea, like women. Says Rashi, Linyan Ziva, Shiyatza Zov Mimena, he became a Zov. Verotza Libdok, he wants to know, Kedilimnos Riyotzav Shtayim Tumah Shal Shakarban. He wants to know how many Riyas he had. Two for Tumah, three, if he has three of them, even in one day, he has to bring a carbon. Now Rashi says, Zov Dome Lemei Batek. Zov looks like the water of dough. What that means, I'm not sure. Shel se'or, barley. Uba mibasar hameis. It comes from a dead aver, not from a hard aver. That's the big difference between zav and shechva zera. B'shechva zera, ba mibasar achai. It comes from a live. U'kishura kilubon beitza she'enu muzeret. It looks like some kind of part of the egg white. Right? Okay. Now, v'afilu l'inyan shechva zera, even regarding shechva zera, in bal libdok b'tzror o b'cheres, bodek, if you come to check yourself with a stone, with a pebble, or with some kind of pottery, that's okay. Why? That's very uncomfortable, and that's not going to lead to anything. Now the Gemara says the matlis is low. You can't check yourself with a matlis, is a some kind of cloth for Tanya. Bodek atzmo b'matlis u'b'chol davar sherotzeh. You can check yourself with a cloth or anything you want. Kedamar Abaya, b'matlas ava. Right, that was talking about a thick cloth. Hachanami b'matlas ava. So also here we're talking about a thick cloth. In other words, if the cloth is thick, what does that mean? that means that it's very uncomfortable. That's okay. Where did Abaye say that? We'll see in a minute. But if you're talking about a thin cloth, that's not uncomfortable. That is comfortable, and that's going to be a problem. Now, the Hecha Itmar Abaye, where did Abaye say that? Ahaditnan, he said it on the following story. Hayo'ochel betruma. If someone's eating, listen to this halacha. Someone's eating truma. The hirgish shenizdaadeya evarov. And he feels that he is basically being motzi zera levatala. He feels it in his bones. It's coming out. So, ochez ba'ama, he should grab onto his ama, uboleya es hatruma, and swallow the truma. What's going on here? So says Rashi, ochez ba'ama, shelo yotze hazera, so it shouldn't come out, ad sheyivla es hatruma ripiv, until you swallow the truma. Why? Detnan lakama parak hayotze dofen, hazav ubalkeri, ein mitamen ad shetetze tumas on lachot. Until the actually leaves the body. So you're in the middle of chewing. If the zera comes out before you finish swallowing, you're going to become tame. So this is all tumor problem. Therefore, be ochez your ama, hold on to it to stop it from coming out. First swallow. You hear? And then whatever happens. But at least there won't be any tumor regarding the truma. The Ritva and the Tosfos Rosh both say, well, let's just spit out the truma what you're swallowing, right? You can't do that because then you're being maxed in truma. It's just such a chumra halacha here. Anyway, says the Gemara, ochez? What do you mean grab onto it? But Tanya Rabbi Elazar Omer, kol ochez ba'ama umashtin ki'ilu mevi mabul la'olam. Whoever holds onto his aver while he's going to the bathroom, it's as if he brought a mabul to the world. It's such harshness. Amar Abaye, right. Abaye said that, b'matlas abba. Right, hold on to it with a thick cloth. A thick cloth is not comfortable. That's not bringing a mabul. That's what he meant over here also. Right, that's what he meant over here also. When it said over here that you hold on to your ama to prevent anything happening until you swallow the truma, he didn't mean hold on to it like a regular person. That's going to lead to disaster. What he meant was hold on to it with a thick cloth. That won't be any problems. Rav Amar, Rav says no, it doesn't matter. Afilu teima b'matlas raka. You can even use a thin cloth. Kivan to akar. Once it basically came out already. And therefore, there's something you could save. The Abaye Chayesh, Abaye has a suspicion, Dilma Osi La Sufo. Maybe more will come out. Rava Amar, Rava Lo Chayesh, Dilma Osi La Sufe. Rava's not Chayesh, any more is going to come out. Velo, Rava's not Chayesh in that. Votanya, Hama Lama Zed Dome, what's this like? No Sein Etzba Be'ein. It's like someone sticking a finger in your eye. Shekals man she'etzba be'ein. As long as the finger's in the eye, ayin midamas v'chazeres midamas. You cry, and you continue to cry. You continue to shed tears. So why? How could Rava not be choshesh that more zera is going to come out? For Rava, yeah, Rava explains that, yes, kol hachmume, whenever you get excited, v'hada achmume b'shaita lo shchiach. In other words, says Rava, yes, if you get excited and the Zera will come out. Then you get excited and the Zera will come out. But once the Zera came out, more is not coming out. From the same Maisa, more is not coming out. Therefore, says Rava, you can even use a soft cloth because it came out already. And there's nothing more that you can do to save it. And whatever happened. Okay. Gufa. Rabbi Elazar Omer, kala ochez ba'ama umashtin. If anyone holds his aver while he goes to the bathroom, kielu mevi mabul olam. This is like he brought a mabul to the world. Amru lo Rabbi Eliezer, v'lonitzosas nitazin al raglav. But if he doesn't hold on to his ama, the drops of urine are going to go onto his feet, and he's going to walk in the street like that. V'nireh kikur shavcha. Someone's going to say to him, "What's going on with this guy? How come he's walking in the street like that? It must be." He's a krishavcha. He really has problems over there. Vinim, and how does he have children? Vinimsa motzi laz albanav sheheman zeirim. People are going to say that the children are not really his because he has problems over there. He's like a krishavcha. He can't urinate properly. If he can't urinate properly, he can't father children. has little kids running around in that house. What's going on? It must be they're not his. Amar lehen.
What?
Amar lehen. He answers back. Mutav shiyoti laz al banav shem ramzerim. It's better that they accuse you of being of your children being ramzerim. Val yatsa atzma rasha sha'achas lefnei makom. Rather than to be a rasha in front of Hashem. You hear that? Tani edoch. Another. Amar lehen Rabbi Lazar lechachamim. Well, not so bad. Efsher yamod adav makom gavoa v'yashin. You can go to a high place where, or oyashin ba'afar tichuach, or you can go urinate in a soft earth. In other words, there are ways for you to go to the bathroom where it won't necessarily go on your feet. If you have a high place, so it's going to go over the cliff, or soft earth, so it'll go on the earth, or on your feet. There are options. You don't have to jump to the conclusions right away. Right, and then you won't have to be considered evil in the eyes of Hashem. In other words, you don't have to hold on to your amma to prevent the urine going on your feet. There are other ways you can do it. You can go in over a cliff or over areas where it won't be a problem. So there were two options here. Number one, you have an option, and number two, so they have rumors about you. What can I tell you? They have rumors about you. So hi amma lehen bereisha. Which one of those two statements was said first? So we're going to say, obviously, the second one was said first. Ile makamaisa amaluhu bereisha. If the first statement was said first, which was, so what they talk about you, what can I tell you? Basa da amaluhu isura. So first of all, that means the first thing we'll tell you is it's usr. And let them talk rumors about you. There's no options. Hadar amaluhu takanta. Oh, by the way, I have an option for you. That doesn't make any sense. Ella ha amaluhu bereisha. First, right. First, we said the second statement was said first. First of all, you have options, and even if you the amrulo ein lo makom gavov afar tichuach mai. And what if you don't have those options? You're not near an area where those are available. Then the first statement is true. Amalahan, so you told him back. Doesn't matter. Mutav shiyoti laz al banav ba'al yase atzma rasha sha'achas lefnei hamakom. What can I tell you? It's better that they accuse you of this. They accuse you of having mamzerim, rather than you should do something which could lead to a terrible aveira, and Hashem won't look favorably on you. V'kol kach lama. What's so harsh? Such a harsh statement. It's like you brought a mabul in the world. Why so harsh? V'bnei shemotzi shikva zera levatala. Because it might lead to motzi zera levatala. V'amar v'damar b'yochanan kolamotzi shikva zera levatala chayef misa. Anybody that does that, it's chayiv misa. The Marsha says, why are you chayiv misa? Because you caused potential life to die, so it's only midah keneged midah. Very, very harsh. The first of all, where's the makar for this avera? You look through the entire Torah, not one time that say you're not allowed to do this. It doesn't say anywhere you're not allowed to do this. Where's the makar for it? So some say. What? Some say it's from Erev Oning. Some say it's from Erev Oning. Some say it's from the Pasuk of Lotinoth. So number base, we're going to say, you can't do Niyav Biyad and Niyav Beregel. Meaning, you can't do this. Others say it's from... I saw the thing over here. I forgot to tell you who it was. The Aruch Haner says it's from Baltashkas. So it's from Baltashkas. So, but you don't have Nachai Misa for Baltashkas. Even the Bach says it's from the love of the Shmarta Mikol Dover Ra. Right? You shouldn't look at things during the day, which can lead to bad things at night. Others say, the Tosas in Hedrin says it's part of Pru Revu. It's a bit of lasse of Pru Revu. That's what Tosas says. The Smak says it's from Lasinov. The Kerat Sefer says it's from Erva Onain. The Bach, yeah, okay, fine. Those are basically the Makoros. There's a Zohar that says, which is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, that it's the worst Aveira in the Torah. Right, it's the worst of it. It's a perversion of Shulchan Aruch. I think it's Simon in Evan Ezra. These are Chaf, Chaf Aleph, Chaf Beis, Chaf Gimel. It's over there. That's the worst of Aveira in the Torah. So the Pnei Yeshua says, it's not Har Galyava. Even though Yechayev Misa, and even though we're going to say in a minute that it's Domet to Ritzicha, it's not Har Galyava. It's not Har Galyava. So there's a Zohar that says, and it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, that it's the worst aveira. It's the worst aveira in the Torah. So, I couldn't believe when I saw this on the side of the Shulchan Aruch. There, I think it's the Beis Shmuel. he quotes a Sefer Chassidim. The Sefer Chassidim never saw the Zohar, right? Sefer Chassidim never saw the Zohar. But Sefer Chassidim says that, I guess there must have been a memory out there that it's the worst aver in the Torah, and he says it's an exaggeration, because he says like this. He says, let's say somebody has a taiva for, I think he says, a married woman or a guy. And he can't overcome this taiva. It's just killing him. So Sefer Chassidim says, Dimotzi zera levatala, get your taivas out of the way, and then you have to fast for 40 days. Which is a astounding statement. He said, how could it be the worst of the Torah if it gives you an out? There's no other, what's it called, you ever find a heifer like that? You ever find a thing like that?
Let me know if you did.
What?
Let me know if you did.
Interesting, right? So what's the bottom line? The answer is because you have a taiva that you can't control, you can't withstand it. So the Sefer Chassidim, I could never say that. Sefer Chassidim came with another one. Others say that the Zohar was only talking about, the Shulchan Aruch is only talking about if you behave like Aaron Onan, where you did it bedafka because you don't want your wife to become pregnant because she's pretty, bedafka. That's what Aaron Onan did, right? There was dash b'fnim. If you do that, that's the worst thing in the world. Otherwise, it's still usher. It's not the worst aver in the world. So it's a statement like that out there, but they chopped away at it.
Wasn't that the story with Yosef and Ahas Potiphar?
Yeah, that was.
That Yosef.
Yeah.
So he wouldn't have an amezra with her.
Yeah, I once heard someone say, I heard a mezra swore, and it's a mezra that Yosef, he was about to give in, and he couldn't get, and he was fighting his Yetzirah. And somehow he was so strong that, I heard this once, that Zerah came out of his fingers. Zerah came out of his fingers. He was fighting and fighting it off, and he has 10 fingers. And because of that, he lost 10 Shvatim, and he was only left with 2. That's what I heard once. It's an astounding statement. But yeah, that's basically it. So Yosef is called the Tzadik Yisod Olam because he was able to withstand. Putting aside that matter, he was able to withstand. Right? He fought it off. Sefer Chassidim talking about normal people. None of us are Yosef or Tzadik. Normal people, that's the story. I mean, it's a terrible thing if it comes to that. Right? Okay. Next. Shenemar, it says, Vayar be'enei Hashem, asher osa, v'yom is gam oso. Right? Gam oso. By the way, the Rambam, when he quotes this halacha, he does not quote that you're chayiv misa. Okay? He leaves out that part about being chayiv misa. It's as if you're shofech, it's like if you're a murderer. Right? And here's the Pnei Yeshua says, even though the Gemara says it like this, it's not har gayavar. Shenemar, there's a pasuk that says, it's a pasuk in Yeshaya, hanechamim be'elim, those that get hot, be'elim by the trees, tachas kolis ranan, and under any tree, shochatei hayiladim, benachalim, tachas si'ife hasloim. They, what is shochatei? They shecht? They kill the boys?
Extract their children.
They what?
Extract their children.
Right, it says, Al tikri shochet, don't read it shochet, ela sochate. Right? Which means that that they eject from their body and
squeeze
what?
Squeeze it out.
They squeeze it out, exactly. Ravasi Omar ki'ilu over the vodik chavim. It's as if you're an idol worshipper. Ksiv hacha tachas kol izranan. The ksiv hasam, that says over the pasuk in Yeshaya, Uksiv Hasam Alahar Ma'aramim Tachas Kol Yisranam. Right, we have a pasuk that you can't be a Vodah Vodazara under any tree. You can't have a Gzera Shava from Navi to Torah. It's not really a real Gzera Shava. It's just a Hashkafic idea. Rabbi Yehuda Ushmuel, Havikaimia Igra de Beknishta de Shaf de Yosef Ben Arda. Rabbi Yehuda and Shmuel were on the roof of the shul called Shaf V'Yosef in the town of Narda. So Rashi says that was the name of the shul. The name of the shul, Shav Shem Makom, he says. Shaf V'Yosef was the name of a place. Elsa, Rashi says, it was a fascinating thing. He says they took the stones from the Churban Abayis, and with those stones, look at that building, with those stones, they built a shul in Narda. Could you imagine that? They took the stones from the Churban, carried them to Bavel, to Narza,
wow.
And those stones they used to build the shul, and they called the shul Shav V'Yosef. Why? Shav is a lashon of picking up, and Yosef is a lashon of putting down. We pick them up from there, we put them down over here.
That's a problem. If you'll build, use some stone.
What? I know, you use the actual stones from the Beit HaMikdash? It's the same, I understand. Anyway, Amalei Rabbi Yehuda L'Shmuel, Tzarachani L'Hashin, I have to go to the bathroom. So Amalei, Shinina, Achuz Ba'amascha, hold on to your Amma, V'hishtin L'Chutz, and go to the bathroom. So the Gemara says, Heichi Avin Hachi, how could he give him that advice? V'atanya, Rabbi Lazar Omer, Kol Ha'ochez Ba'amaso U'mashtin, Ki'ilu Mevi Ma'abol L'Olam. What kind of advice is that? So Amar Baya, Asa Kibul Leshes. The same halacha we have by soldiers. So there's a halacha that any time a guy touches wine, the wine, especially in the olden days, the wine became usher as Yayin Netzach. We're afraid that they touched it for Avodah Zarah purposes. What if it's the middle of a war and the soldiers are retreating, or there's a heavy battle and they come into the town and they come into your house? Whatever it is, they need to rest, and they come into your house, and you have wine, they touch the wine. So the wine becomes usher, so it depends. Titnan, Buleshes, Shinif Natsliir, when the soldiers come into the city, Bishas Shalom, if it's not a time of war, it's a time of peace, and they're just parading through, then Chavios, Pesuchos, Asuros. Any open bottle of wine now becomes usher. Why? Because they touched it, and it became usher. Psumos muteris. If it's a closed bottle, it's mutter. It only works for open bottles. But b'shas milchama, if it's during the war, elu v'elu muteris. It's all mutter. Why? L'fi she'ein lehem p'nai l'nasich. They're not busy with nisach. They're busy with fighting a war. Right? They don't have time to be over to Avodah Zarah right now. Now there's a battle on. Alma, what do you see? Kivun de b'isi. Since they're afraid. I'm not sure why they're afraid. Right? What do you mean they're afraid? Why are they afraid? Right? It doesn't mean afraid like they're afraid. It means they're preoccupied, they're busy, they're preoccupied is the best word. The furthest thing on their mind now is worshipping anything. Right? The enemies in the next town over, that's what they're busy with. Therefore it's mutter. Same thing over here, Hachanami. He was going to the bathroom. Kivun de Beisi, since he was preoccupied or afraid, lo asi laharure. It's not going to lead to any improper thoughts. Now, v'hacha may be'isuse, what was the preoccupation over here with her papa? So we're going to give 7 answers. Number one, ibay sema be'isuse delayla. Either it was nighttime, the igra, they were up on the roof. So he's going to go to the bathroom over the roof at the nighttime. He doesn't know where the edge is. He's not thinking about anything else, improper thoughts. He's thinking about, right, I got to go to the bathroom, make sure I don't fall off this roof. That's number one. Number two, Ibois Emma B Susa de Rabbe. He was a preoccupied, his Rebbe standing right there.
They're using it as fear, they're not using it as
fear. So what does that mean, fear? By the soldiers, the fear doesn't make any sense.
What?
Well, they're afraid of the enemy, he's saying.
Of dying in war.
Right, so they're not busy with okay, fine, so they're fear. So it's fear. So same thing over here. Either he's afraid of the roof, he's afraid of his Rebbe. His Rebbe's right there.
Yeah.
Right? Number three, Ibois Emma B Susa de Shechina. Shem's there, so it's a shul. It's a whole discussion based on this Gemara. What's the story with the roof of a shul? Does it have Kedushas HaShul? Does it not have Kedushas HaShul? Number four, Ibay Tema Imasa Demare Aleha, which Rashi translates as Hashem. It's different from a shul. That's interesting. The Kari Shmuel Alei, Ein Zeh Yilurisha. Right, your papa wasn't a normal person. Right? Praiseworthy, right? He's not like someone born from a woman. It's very special. So he had a certain kind of relationship with Hashem. He's not going to be by Tema. Number five, Nashri Hava. He was married. The Amar of Nachman, Im Hayanashri Mutter. If you're married, all these rules change. Not all these rules. The rule that go to the bathroom changes. Why? It's a very far-fetched chashash to begin with. And you're married anyway. So, right? Different rule. Ibay Tema, number six, Kia Orilei. The way he was shown, the Tani Abba Bered, the Rav Binyamin Barchia. Aval Mesayeya the Beitim Mamata. If you hold your Amma from underneath the Beitim, that doesn't lead to any hear her, that's okay. That's what he was doing. That's not really afraid. It's a reason why we were a Choshesh him. And it's the reason why he told him, you know, go to the bathroom. Vibay Tema, similar answer. Kia Orule, a different kind of demonstration. The Amr Abba, Avo, Amr Yochanan, Gvul Yeshlo Me'atara Ulamata Mutter. If from a certain part, from the Atara, whatever that is, going away from your body, that's mutter. that doesn't lead to any hero. Me'atara l'mayla uther. But from there, going backwards, back toward the body, that's the problem. So he was holding it in a way where it wasn't a problem. Those are seven answers. Okay, more on the same topic. Amar Rav, Hamekasha Atzmo Ladas, if somebody makes himself hard on purpose, Yehei Benidui, he should be excommunicated. So Velema Aser, what kind of lashon is that? Just say it's Aser. So the Gemara answers, Dika Megare Yetzahara Anafshe, right? He brings on the Yetzahara on himself. It's not just Aser. It's also something that you should be excommunicated for. From Ami Omar, Nikra Avarion, you're called an Avarion, Shekach Umanaso Shal Yetzahara. That's the way the Yetzahara works. Hayom Omar Lo Atzeikach. Today you do a little, do this. Lomacha Omar Lo Atzeikach. And tomorrow we said you do that. Lomacha Omar Lo Atzeikach. Avod Avod Kochavim. V'hol Lech V'ovei. Right? Like the rabbi said yesterday. You don't become a Sota overnight. You don't wake up one morning and all of a sudden you're a Sota. It's a small, gradual, right? First the answer, this. It's a gradual process. It's a Mefarshei Gemara. Right? Ikad the Amri, Amr of Ami, Kalamevi Atmo de Hirhur. If someone has improper thoughts, right, you call him Mevi. He does it on purpose. You purposely think about things you're not supposed to think about. Ein machnis and also b'mechitza. You're not invited into the mechitza of Hashem. Ksiv Hachet says, Vayar v'eni Hashem, uksiv hasam, ki lo el chafetz rasha atat lo igur chara. Right, some kind of connection there. That this is one of the things that don't get you invited to be with Hashem. Amr Belazar, my dechziv. What does it mean? Yidechem melehem, yidvechem damim milu. It's pasuk in Yeshaya. Elu ma'anafim biyad. Those are people that cause themselves to have niyuf, so to speak, with their hand. How do you have niyuf with your hand? Meaning you have improper thoughts that it leads to zera levatala. Tana debe Rabbi Shmuel lo tinuf. It says in the Torah lo tinuf, which we translate to mean don't be adulterous. So lo tehe biyad b'cha niyuf. Bein biyad, bein beregel. So one of the mafarshim point out that it should have said lo tinuf isha. What's lo tinuf stam? To include even this. Okay, next. Tana rabbanon, hagerim b'hamesachkim b'tinokos, gerim, and people that play with children, ma'akvin et ha-mashiach. They prevent Mashiach from coming. Now, what does that mean? Bishlom a gerim, what? Bishlom a gerim. I understand why gerim, kidr of chelbo, amr of chelbo, kashin gerim li yisrael kisapachas. Gerim are difficult for the Jewish people like a sapachas. Why do they translate sapachas? Like a skin affliction, some kind of like taras. That's how gerim are. Why gerim like that? Look at Rashi. It's the second line on top, big lines on top. The tzev, because it says begerim v'nil v'hager aleihem v'nisfichu al beis Yisrael lashon sapachas. So first of all, why would you use a lashon like that? Because there's a pasuk in Yeshaya like that. But then he says shekashem liYisrael kesapachas. Listen to what Rashi says. She'ein b'kiyim b'mitzvos. Gerim don't really know. They're not baki in mitzvos. Umevi'in puranios, and they cause terrible things to happen because they're not. Bekiyim, they're very lax. Va'od also shema lemeidim yisrael mimaseyim. Maybe the Jews will learn from their bad actions. Then Rashi says mipi mori hazakin. I heard that from my old Rebbe. V'yesh omer shekol yisrael reivim zebazeh. Others say because all yisrael is responsible for each other. So if a ger does bad, the X mark goes on my scorecard. Right? Then Rashi says, Vilav Bil, that can't be right. Shalon is Arvu, but Shil Gerim. The din of Arevus doesn't apply by Gerim. You hear this? Darina Rasak Sota, Nimsa Kolachim Yisrael, Sheshmi as Elf, Ashosh, Lavim, Vitafkov, Nun, Britzos. However many Jews were there, that's how many covenants were made. That's how many Britzos were made. Shakul is Arvu Zebazah, Alma, Lonis Arvu, Al Gerim. The Gerim were not included. Any Gerim was not included. So what are the reasons why Gerim are not good? Number one, they don't know the halachas. And number two, we learn from their bad ways. Are we responsible for them? Says Rashi, we're not responsible. Says Tosvos, the third Tosvos, Koshim, Masha Maksha Rashi, the lo Choshev, Besota, Arvus, the Erev Rav. Rashi says from Sota, you see, that would not count, that they would not, Arvus doesn't include Gerim, Yesh Lomar, Lefish Lo Yada Cheshmonon. That's because we didn't know how many there were. Mihu, B'mechilta Amar, the era of HaYikiflaim Kiyotze Mitzrayim. We do know how many there were. There were double the number of Jews. So why can't they be included? The reason is, because they're hard, because they make less for Yisrael. I'm sorry. What did it say? Shemit ma'im? Domer parakas ha'yuchsin, ein shechina shore el al mitzvachos ha'miyuchasim shebi Yisrael. Right? The only people that are counted are those that are miyuchas. The kain nira dehasim kol ahid demilsa ma'isa d'rebchelbo. In other words, Tosfos gives a different answer. Tosfos gives an answer because we marry them, and then we reduce our yichus. You hear these reasons? These are very, very unflattering reasons for Gerim. Right? Tosfos, in other places, says the reason is because just the opposite. They take the religion better. Everything to them is fresh and exciting, and they have much more, they have much more genuineness to them, and that it makes us look bad. That's the other approach. But Rashi and Tosfos, neither of them say it over here. Okay, that's the first shot. Next. Ella, back to the Gemara. Ella masachtim b'tinogos mayim. What does that mean? You play with children. What does that mean? Ilema mashkav zachor. Is it that you bishkav zachor? So, but it's skila in them. They get skila for that. That doesn't ma'akev the geula. They get skila for that. Ella derech evarim. Rather that they're with like homosexuality. So b'nei mabul minu. I'm sorry. Derech evarim means let's say zera levatala. Other types of avarice. So b'nei mabul minu. The mabul do that also. In other words, they get destroyed for that. That doesn't prevent the geula. Ella dinasivi ketanos. Well, rather, you know what it means? They marry young girls, underage. The lav benos alude ninu, that they can't have children. It says Rashi, v'hu royal holy. You can have children. Nimsa batal puruvu kol yamei katnusa. What do you see? You're delaying puruvu as long as the girl can't have any children. What's the problem with that? So what? Dom Rav Yossi ein ben David ba. Mashiach won't come until all the neshamos in the guf are exhausted. What exactly that means, I don't know. There's some kind of repository of neshamos called the word guf, and until that's all finished, Mashiach can't come. So by you delaying having children, you're really delaying the guf emptying out. Tosfos has the bomb kasha, gives a very poor answer. Listen, look at Tosfos. Ad shiyachul kol neshamos shebeguf. Vadamar, but we have another memra. El mole shamush yisrael beis shabbosos. If we keep two Shabboses, miyad hayu nigalin. We'll be redeemed right away. Forget this guf problem. So which one is it? Yesh lomar, answers Tosfos. Listen to this one. Dahar behayu yulados bekeres echad. Which the Mefarshim explains that anybody pregnant at the time when the second Shabbos is kept, will give birth to a lot of babies at that time. Therefore, all the neshamos will come out. You hear that answer? But that means that when the Shabbos, the second Shabbos is kept, it's still not coming. We have to wait now for all these babies to be born. Doesn't seem that, right? Keep two Shabbos, Mashiach comes the next day. What if the wait now is 9 months for babies to a difficult answer. Others say, Tosfos Rosh says, no, you keep two Shabbos, this issue of the guf gets bottled. Keeping two Shabbos is so amazing. It's all you have to do. Keep two Shabbos. This is a different. Yeah. This is if you don't keep two Shabbos. Keep two Shabbos, it'll come right away. Aye, what about the guf? That'll be Hashem will forget about that. Right? Okay. You could say Tosfos meant that. That's a difficult answer, what he says over here. Right? I told this to my wife. She says, okay, thank goodness I'm not in that parsha because how many kids you want to have at one time? Okay. Next. Uba'anosh and tiktos. So what do we say? We said that if a man checks himself too much, his hand should be cut off. Iboyelahu, a shayla in the base of medrash. Is that the din? Oh, lutusa tanan. Or is it just a curse? Dinat tanan, he had the Rabuna cut the other. Rabuna once cut off somebody's hand. There's a Gemara there in Sanhedrin that he cut it off because he would hit people. So he took extreme measures, he cut off the guy's hand. How could he do that? You have to learn the Gemara in Sanhedrin how he did that. The extreme, same thing over here. Someone does an extreme thing, we behave in an extreme way. Oh, the two sits just a curse. That should happen to you. Toshma, the Tanya, Reb Tarfon Omer, Reb Tarfon says, Yad la'ama, a hand that touches his ama, tiktos yodo al tim taburo. his hand should be cut off on his stomach. A very difficult statement. So Amrulo, they told Rav Tarfon, Balo Kreso Nivkas, but the stomach is going to become destroyed. What that means. So, but the answer will explain what this means. So Amalahan, he told them, if you cut off your hand, then they chop it off, so the belly gets cut also. Amalahan, Mutav Tivaka Kreso, better that happens to you. Valyevid Leber Shachas, as though you don't go down to Gehenim, because we're going to punish you in this world. So you're not going to have the Gehenim for the sin you did. Now, Iyamar to Bishlam Adina Tanan, that makes sense. If it's a din, Hainu de Omri, Valo Kreso, Nivkas. That makes sense. That's what the Chachamim said back to him, right? But then your stomach is also going to get chopped, right? That's where your hand's going to be. So they're going to chop that also. That makes a lot of sense. El Iyamar to Lutusa Tanan, but if the whole thing's just a curse, what do you mean? What does that mean? My Kreso and Nivkas. What does that mean? But it's going to happen to his hand also, his stomach also. The whole thing's a curse. Must be, it's not a curse. Obviously, it's real. Elamai, dina tanan. What do you mean? So if it's a din, lo sagi de laval tiburo, isn't it enough to cut your hand off, not on the stomach? To cut your hand and the stomach? Ella hachikamar. Here's what Rav Tarfon meant. Kol hamachnis yado lamata mitiburo. Anyone that puts his hand below his belly, right? Tiktos should be cut off. Amrulo Rav Tarfon. So they said to Rav Tarfon, Yashav lo kot bikreso lo yitlenu. What if a guy has a thorn? What?
Splinter.
A splinter. He can't remove the splinter. Amalehen. That's right. Lo. Don't remove that splinter. Valo kreso nikvas. I'm going to make a hole in his kreso. Yeah. Amalehen. Mutav tibaka kreso valyeri lemer shachat. That's right. Better to get a... better to have your stomach, whatever can happen, any injury like that, rather than go to Gehenim by sinning. Astounding Gemara. Okay? We'll just do the Mishnah, and then we'll have to start. We can do 2 minutes. Next, the next Mishnah. Hachareshes, a woman that is a cheresh, she can't hear, v'hashota, or she's a shota, or v'hasuma, or she's blind, v'nitrifta daita, or she doesn't have any das. The Gemara will ask, why is that different than a shota? Im yeshlan pichos, if they have a neighbor or someone who can help them out, a smart person, miskinos osan, let them help her with the bedika, the hein ochelas betruma, and then she'll be able to eat truma. In other words, she can't do it herself, someone else will do it. Ask the Gemara, chareshes, why can't a charesh do it herself? E tibdok lenafshe, can't she check herself? The Tanya, not only that, Amar Rebbe, chareshes hoisa b'shkunasenu, there was a deaf woman in our neighborhood, lo daisha bodekasat, not only did she check herself, She was like they went to Goose to go to her with childless. So what do you mean a deaf? Yeah, Hassam, over there, she was a certain kind of deaf. She made that beres to Eino Shemas. She was able to speak. She just couldn't hear. Hacha, here, but she ain't made that beres to Eino Shemas. She can't hear and she can't speak. If you can't hear and you can't speak, you can communicate. You have the halachic status of someone who doesn't have any das. Kidatan, cheresh, adibra, chacham, b'chalmakom, Eino Shemas, Eino Medaber. Vasuma. Now we said a blind woman. Well, this is the last one. We'll stop. Ihi tibok lanafshe v'tifse l'chavrtei. Can't she check herself? Why can't she check herself? She can't see the problem, so she can check herself and show it to her neighbor. So Gemara says you're right. Amar Yosi bar Chanina suma eno mishnah. Right, suma should not be in this mishnah. It's a mistake. Remove suma because the suma there's no reason why keep.
Blind woman there.
What do you mean?
You can't see when you're checking.
You know your body. She knows her body. She doesn't know how to pass it. That she needs help for. Okay. So you're right. Suma take it. No, because it has to do with das. So a woman who is deaf and dumb, in the halacha, she could be a genius. But especially in those days, she could not communicate with anybody. So she had the halachic status, that's very clear, she had the halachic status of a cheresh. It could be she's a genius, right? But that's her status. She can't communicate. That's the problem. The problem is she can't communicate. The suma can communicate. So she can't see, so she has to be careful. So that the suma gets removed. All right, we'll stop here, and we'll resume tomorrow. Everyone have a good day.